It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connect you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, and we're talking hospice today, Home Care Hospice of the Valley, their annual fundraising events, Savor the Journey. Tricia Williams is the development director and a returning guest, just in a different context, right? Different organization
yes.
today.
Glad to be here.
Crystal Cordova is director of nursing for Home Care and Hospice of the Valley, and Brenda Huff is a hospice care manager. We'll explain what all of that means throughout the conversation today, I'm sure. Savor the Journey, it seems like 5, 6, 7 years? It's been a few.
It's been going on for a while, yeah. We've been around for just over 10 years now, so I think probably most of those 10 years we've been having these events. And, we try to do them in each of the counties we serve so that we can, you know, get all of our constituents involved.
Right. So you've got one in Garfield County on Thursday, July 25th from 6 to 8:30 at RVR, River Valley Ranch.
Yeah, the Homestead Bar and Grill. Used to be Pan and Fork. Now it's Homestead.
Right. Well, you've got to have these changes to keep everybody on their toes.
Exactly.
Then Pitkin County at T-Lazy 7 Ranch in the Maroon Creek Valley. Thursday, August 8th from 6 to 8:30. And then, of course, there's an event in Eagle County as well, Thursday, September 5th at the Rich Carlton in Bachelor Gulch there
yes.
in Avon.
Very nice spot.
Three awesome events and fantastic food as well as musical entertainment.
Absolutely. And silent auction and just a wine cellar. Lots of fun. Great, great opportunity.
And it is a fundraiser.
It is a
for
fundraiser.
Home Care and Hospice of the Valley.
Yes.
And it is, like many of these, a social event. I know a lot of past families that have been involved in hospice like to come to these each year.
Yeah, we like to keep everyone involved who we have worked with, who we've supported over the years. They're also an important volunteer base for us. And so I have a lovely committee helping me out with each of these events, and they're just people we've worked with for years.
Let's talk a little bit specific about each one of these. Start with the one in Garfield County, again, at River Valley Ranch, the Homestead Bar and Grill, Thursday, July 25th from 6 to 8:30. I guess let's break it out by food and entertainment and then other stuff. So who's providing the food? I assume the
Homestead, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Their chef is going to bring us all kinds of tasty treats, and we have Tito's Handmade Vodka is donating, and so we're going to have some signature cocktails. And we also have the Leonard Curry Trio coming to play with us, and that's wonderful because they're so much fun. I've known them for years, and they're really a great bit of entertainment. So they'll be there on the patio with that gorgeous view of Mount Sopris.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, you that's 6 to 8:30 on Thursday, the 25th at River Valley Ranch. Tickets are $100
each? $100
each. And there's no difference between advance and at the door?
Nope, just $100 each.
Okay.
It's a fundraiser.
And you can learn more at hchotv.org.
That's correct.
Just go to events at the top of the page. I'm sure there's a place that says events.
Events.
There you go. Makes it easy.
Front and center.
If you'd like more information, you can also call 930-6032. Again, those tickets are $100 each. And if it's a last-minute thing, you decide to go.
Come to the door. We'll let you in.
Do you have a maximum number, I'm assuming?
You know, I'm not entirely sure, but we're usually around 100 or so guests. But we'll see how filled up we can make the restaurant.
Gotcha. And what about the silent auction?
The silent auction should be a lot of fun. Of course, all of our local businesses love to donate silent auction items. And so we have lots of restaurants and golf courses and all kinds of things to bid on. Plus some artwork from local artists. So it's really a grassroots kind of thing. Lots of local folks getting involved to help us out.
Again, Crystal Cordova is the director of nursing for Home Care and Hospice of the Valley. In the nursing field, hospice, I assume, would be a little bit different than other fields that you would go into, say working in a doctor's office or emergency room at the hospital, ICU, acute care, on a number of different levels. Obviously, as a nurse, you've got the medical aspect of your job. and you've got the comfort of the patient. And I imagine that comfort maybe is a little more important when you're talking about hospice and end of life.
Yeah, and Brenda Huff is actually our hospice guru, so I might let her answer those questions.
Okay, so that brings up the next question then, mm-hmm. which would be, so what would you do then as the director of nursing? Are you, is that like an administrative position? Are you ensuring that, you know, statutory protocols and that kind of thing are being followed even in the course of hospice?
Yes, okay. So... administrative position, oversight of staffing, making sure that our patients are well taken care of.
So from a medical standpoint, you're supervising the nurses. You're kind of like the chief of staff, you might say. Is that a fair? And I'm a total layman as far as all this is concerned, but would that basically be kind of what you are?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm underneath Sylvia Alias. She's our executive director.
Gotcha.
And I oversee also our physical therapists, occupational therapists, our social workers through our home care program, CNAs, okay. The whole shebang.
So I would call you, I would call you like an operations manager, kind of thing. Yeah, that's what we would call a position like that in radio, anyway.
All right, radio. Okay, radio terms.
Let's convert everything to radio terms. Can I?
All right, perfect. We'll do that.
I'm not sure what the conversion is. I wonder if Google could convert that for us. So, Brenda, you're the one that actually works with the hospice staff and volunteers, because there are a lot of volunteers. Probably what? 3-to-1, 4-to-1 compared to paid staff?
We probably have just a little bit more volunteers than paid staff. Right,
so
now.
It's fairly
probably
even.
About 90 volunteers, probably about 70-some paid staff.
So it's actually fairly even. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was a hospice nurse out in the field for the same agency for about the last 6 years or so.
So you're the one, again, Brenda, that would work then with the nurses, and you would talk about, you know, comfort of the patient versus medical responsibilities.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's going to vary depending on the patient because we are talking about hospice. So I know the requirements in order to even be involved in hospice is you have to have a terminal diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be on a steady decline.
Correct.
Again, layman terms.
Yep, nope. You nailed it.
So why would someone in the healthcare field choose to work for hospice?
You know, I think that sometimes it's the true calling comes after you've experienced it. So sometimes you have the misconception that hospice is about death. And the reality is that really hospice is about living. We focus on helping our patients to live well until they pass away. And, you know, of course we make them comfortable, but we also work on making sure that everything that they would want to have happen and to see at the end of their life, we help them with that. So it's kind of the fun piece of nursing because, you know, if I were working in any other field, I would have to advise against an unhealthy diet or, you know, don't do this or don't do that. With hospice, I'll say, you know what, let me help you out with that chocolate cake. And so there's a little fun piece to that.
And I've heard that no two hospice patients are alike.
That's
and
true.
In every situation, every case is a little bit different. Someone can be with hospice for a day.
Yeah.
Someone can be with hospice for years.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's rare, but there are those occasions where people will actually recover and get better and not need hospice anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, that's a best case scenario,
yeah.
I suppose, but it does happen, right?
Sure. It sure does happen. You know, people can certainly graduate off of hospice. And usually when we do that, we transition them back into a home health arena so that we're still there for them and taking care of them. And it's even the same staff and the same nurses. But certainly people do. Sometimes they are facing the end of their life, and then they do. They peak and trough, and they get a little bit better, and they just don't need to be at that same level of care at the end of life.
It is home care and hospice mm-hmm. of
yeah.
the valley.
Yes.
So that is an aspect of, yeah. of what you do. There are, at the end of life and when you're involved in hospice, there are so many people and so many things that need to be done. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot for family members. And, of course, that's where Home Care and Hospice of the Valley kind of comes in, because you can help out with the paid professional staff as well as the volunteers that are highly, specially trained to know how to, handle situations and circumstances. And in a lot of cases, it's just a matter of providing, what's the word I'm looking for, a little comfort, a little companionship.
Yep.
To the family members as well as the patient.
Oftentimes we're treating the family just as much as we are the patient. We take that approach of we're there for everybody, not just the patient. And sometimes it's just that piece of making sure that they know what they're doing, they're confident, they're comfortable, and they're able to keep their loved one home and pass through this journey together and understand what they're doing. We remove the trauma and the fear of taking care of them. And we do it with a whole team of people. It's not just nursing. We bring in spiritual care, social work to help with any community resources. The volunteers, they're always the unsung heroes. You know, they're there to walk the dog or take the trash out or just sit and hold someone's hand. Buy some respite for a caregiver if they need to just take a break. So it's a whole team approach for the whole family and the patient.
Speaking of which, when is the next volunteer training?
Well, I think she does it on an as-needed basis.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
So as volunteers come to her, then Kelsey Vanderveen is our volunteer coordinator.
Okay. And of course, she can be reached at the main number.
Yes.
930-6032, again, Kelsey. It's so interesting, in all these years we've been talking about hospice, it seems like everyone has a personal story, a personal experience, why they wanted to become involved in hospice. And it's just so interesting to me, because I don't know who the first person to do hospice was, but maybe that was not the case with them. But most of the people I've talked to about hospice, they have some reason, some personal experience. They had just this fantastic experience with hospice, and it sounds so counterintuitive, because you're thinking about a loved one, losing a loved one, you're thinking about strangers coming into your home, and then when it's all said and done, you look back and you say, wow, that would have been so much more difficult had it not been mm-hmm. for the help of the staff and volunteers at hospice. Again, you can help support Home Care and Hospice of the Valley by attending one of three different fundraisers, the Savor the Journey fundraisers we've been talking about for years and years, somewhere between 5 and 10.
Somewhere in there.
Probably closer to 10, because I usually lose track, so that would make sense. Thursday, July 25th at the Homestead Bar and Grill at River Valley Ranch in Carbondale from 6 to 8:30. They're all actually from 6 to 8:30 this year, which is helpful. Then the one in Pitkin County is at T. Lazy Seven Ranch in the Maroon Creek Valley there. Couldn't think of a more beautiful location. I mean, views of Soperus are great. Maroon Creek Valley, I guess, in a different way. It's
very
fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, stunning. Mm-hmm.
And they're all on Thursdays, too.
Yes.
Oh, Tricia, you are just making my life so easy.
I needed that.
So the Pitkin County event, Thursday, August 8th from 6 to 8:30, T-Lazy 7. That's where the 7 comes in. And then the one in Eagle County at the Ritz-Carlton in Avon. Again, you can learn more at hchotv.org. Click on events to go straight there. Take another break, talk a little bit more about the Eagle and Pitkin County events, and visit a little bit more with Crystal and Brenda about the hospice experience. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Home Care and Hospice of the Valley's Savor the Journey fundraisers in each of the three counties that Home Care and Hospice of the Valley serves, Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle counties. Again, you can learn more at hchotv.org. You can always call 930-6032. We're talking in the previous segment, we kind of focused on the hospice aspect, I suppose, of home care and hospice. Crystal, as director of nursing, you work a lot with the home care aspect of this.
Yes.
You're actually explaining to me during the break, there are actually three levels of service. Mm-hmm. Is that a good way to put it? That Home Care and Hospice of the Valley deals with. Home care is one. And I'll let you take the conversation from there.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so we have our home care program, which includes palliative care. And palliative care is for patients that aren't quite ready for hospice or don't qualify for hospice. And so we'll see them through that program. We give them same services as hospice. So they'll still get our chaplain services, our social work services. They get all the same care, but under the palliative
program. When you say qualify, mm-hmm. is that like a Medicare, Medicaid guideline? Or
always.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what are those requirements?
If they're still seeking treatment for their terminal diagnosis, then they are unable to qualify for hospice.
Okay, mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. I'm not sure that I don't remember hearing that before.
Sometimes somebody might be getting like a radiation to shrink a tumor for comfort reasons. And so they don't necessarily meet that criteria for hospice because they're still seeking aggressive treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So they would fall under a palliative type situation where we're going to provide care for them and see them through that.
So you mm-hmm. can still help. It's just it looks a little different and you call it a little something different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So that's the palliative care.
Correct.
Is what you call that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then I guess the next step would be the home care.
Yes. And then our home care program, we serve patients, well, in all of our programs, we serve patients from beginning to end of life. And with home care, we see patients, you know, postoperatively, any wound care patients, any patients with any kind of symptom management problems, you know, if they have heart issues, lung issues, anything that they might need nursing services for. Then we can help them with that, or physical therapy for that matter. We have a lot of physical therapy-only patients that we see in the home care arena.
Now, we mentioned Medicare and Medicaid, so obviously some of what you do is paid for by them or secondary insurance, primary private insurance.
Yep.
Do you also, I mean, is it a sliding scale? How does that work?
We do. We can offer self-pay as well, and so we have our set rates for that. We can do nursing, self-pay, physical therapy, any of the services, self-pay. We also have our personal care worker program, which is our non-medical program that we use, and so we have staff that are trained to assist with any non-medical needs, like assist with showering, food prep, grocery shopping, any of those services that they may need.
Okay. In addition to, again, the nurses and the people that are trained that can administer medications and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yes.
And again, 90 volunteers and about 70 paid staff. Is that,
that's
were those
correct,
the round numbers?
That's the round numbers, yeah.
Again, that work all the way from Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle County. So
it's about 6,000 square miles.
That's incredible. All the way from Vail to Parachute to Aspen.
Yep. Pretty much.
Correct. Really?
Yep. That's correct.
And again, that's why there are three Savor the Journeys, you might say. By the way, these are all presented by Alpine Bank, I notice.
Yes, they are. They're incredibly generous, and they are our presenting sponsor.
And again, Homestead Bar and Grill, River Valley Ranch in Carbondale on Thursday, July 25th. Then in Aspen, Thursday, August 8th at T-Lazy 7 Ranch in the Maroon Creek Valley there. This is also going to include a barbecue competition.
A barbecue
in Aspen,
competition,
which I think has been part of it for...
We've been doing it for a few years now. We've got a couple restaurants, Home Team Barbecue, and the Toro restaurant at Viceroy have already committed to be part of the competition. And we're working on a couple others that we'll be able to reveal any minute now.
Again, you can learn more at the website, hchotv.org. If all the letters confuse you, it stands for Home Care Hospice of the Valley.
That's correct.
That's how I have always remembered that, and it seems to work for me, so maybe it will for you as well. Again, you can always call as well, 930-6032, if you'd like more information or to buy tickets on the phone. Those tickets are $100 for the Garfield County event at the Homestead Bar and Grill at River Valley Ranch, and for the Avon event at the Ritz-Carlton. It's actually $125 per person for the T-Lazy 7 Ranch in the Maroon Creek on August 8th. And tell me the volunteer coordinator again.
Kelsey Vanderbeek.
Kelsey.
Okay. Yes.
Kelsey is who you're looking for if you're interested in volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely.
With hospice. So we haven't talked about the Eagle County event. We definitely will do that and visit a little bit more about hospice in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Brenda Crystal and Tricia from Home Care and Hospice of the Valley. I always shorten it to hospice, and I feel bad because it really, as you've heard today, it's so much more than just hospice, than end of life. Again, you can help support hospice by attending one of three or all three Savor the Journey events. I want to say it's not uncommon for folks to make more than one. Maybe not all three, but a couple.
I think so, yeah. People will definitely hit up a couple of them because they're just a lot of fun. They're great events.
We were talking with Crystal earlier about, you know, Medicare and Medicaid and how and private insurance and how that can help pay for some of the services that you provide. But, of course, not everybody has insurance, including me. and not everybody qualifies for Medicaid or Medicare,
right,
including me. So why is fundraising important and necessary, right, for home care and hospice in the Valley?
We are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 because we don't get reimbursed 100% for everything we do. And so we have to be able to provide the services we want and need to provide to our community. And so we have to fundraise to do that. So we write lots of grants and we hold these events to bring in additional funding so that we can provide hospice care to anyone who wants it, whether or not they have the ability to pay. We're going to try and find all the ways we can to help them pay. But if they can't, then we're just going to provide it because it's that important.
Again, 70 paid staff, roughly.
Roughly,
with,
yeah,
Home Care,
yeah,
and Hospice of the Valley. So what is the annual operating budget?
It's about $5 million.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And again, some of it comes from those reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid. But again, there's that gap.
Always a big gap.
That funding gap.
And
yeah,
timeliness. Medicare and Medicaid don't really like to pay in a timely manner.
No,
so we
really
just have to fill in where we can. And
I've been told, I don't want to call anybody out specifically, but I've been told that generally speaking, you have to submit every claim twice.
Pretty much.
We'll just let that one go for
it. We will not confirm or deny that.
We will not confirm nor deny.
just in case you're listening.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We appreciate them.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to. They're thorough.
They're being judicious with,
yes,
public dollars.
Exactly. Let's, exactly. That's what they're doing.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. They're being good stewards, as are we. So, yeah.
As I mentioned, everybody I've talked to in the past about hospice in particular has a particular story and a reason why they decided to go to work for hospice. And a lot of times these stories are very personal and they're very private. I'm curious if any of the three of you have anything that you'd like to share for why you got involved, yeah, with hospice.
I've always had a very sweet and sensitive spot in my heart for the work that these nurses do. They took good care of my mother when my grandmother was dying. And my grandmother was one of those who graduated a few times. They kicked her out, but she lived to be 99. And it was what they did for my mother that is most meaningful to me.
That is so interesting. Almost exactly. My grandma was 99 when she died. And it's the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my mom and my stepfather were going to do it. You know, they're going to take care of it. And then after about 6 weeks, they realized that just wasn't practical. And hospice came in, and it was just a wonderful experience. And
yeah,
again,
yeah.
So before when I was saying it's, you would think it's so awkward having all these strangers in the home,
right,
you know, in the family home, right? But it's not. It's really so comfortable and so respectful. I guess is that a term you'd use,
absolutely,
Tricia?
Absolutely. Okay. I think that these nurses, they it is a calling, right? They find this somehow. They figure out this is where they need to be, and they are so caring and not intrusive. You know, they're in people's homes and they're doing everything they can for the people who are dying and the people who are living.
And it's so interesting in the professional world, particularly in the medical field, in mental health. You know, there are all these, well, in some cases it's statute, depending on, you know, requiring you to keep a distance, right? You're not supposed to get involved emotionally. And yet with hospice, how can you not get involved emotionally?
Absolutely.
And in a lot of cases, that's really all people need to feel a little bit better, is to feel some kind of emotional connection, like somebody really cares.
Mm-hmm.
I have so much respect for anyone that can work in hospice because, I mean, think about it. You get attached to a patient, and at least from the hospice end, the end game, you know, it's what's going to happen. You're going to move on to a new patient that you have to take care of and try and comfort and work through that process. I remember, was this a Super Bowl commercial years ago? I think it may have been like a public service, the National Hospice Association or something like that, or maybe there's a union of hospice nurses somewhere. It was so sweet. I think it was only 15 seconds long, and it was talking about just the comfort things that person can do, and you know, like opening the window so that her spirit can leave, you know, that kind of
not
thing.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
That commercial.
Have you seen it? Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I just, like Tricia said, it's just, how can you not have respect for someone that gives of themselves so fully? And you really make yourself vulnerable when you connect with a patient and their family like that, don't you?
You become part of their family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, you can help support home care and hospice of the Valley by attending one of three Savor the Journey events presented by Alpine Bank at River Valley Ranch in Carbondale on Thursday, July 25th, Thursday, August 8th, T-Lazy 7 Ranch, Maroon Creek Valley in Aspen, and then the final one in Avon at the Ritz-Carlton on Thursday, September 5th, so the Thursday after Labor Day.
Yes.
All of these from 6 to 8:30. So what's unique about the Eagle County event in Avon?
So there is a community of après-ski musicians that come together at this event, and it's a big jam session. And the folks in the Vail Valley, they all know these people. They just love them. They're all a bunch of groupies. And so it's a lot of fun. There's, I think, going to be 10 or 12 musicians there. I mean, it's just a big rowdy party. That's in a beautiful awesome. Setting.
Right? No question about
it. Yeah,
Now, will members of the staff also attend these events?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I call on our staff to volunteer at these events. Plus, I want our staff there. I want them to be able to cut loose and have a good time.
Which is important.
Absolutely.
When you do that kind of stressful work.
Yeah.
And we spend money, too.
They do. They like the silent auctions.
I rarely escape without bidding on something that
yes,
I have to have.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, you can learn more at hchotv.org. Just click on events. You can also call 930-6032. Again, tickets are $100 each for the Garfield County event, $125 for the Aspen event because that includes the barbecue contest, and then $100 each for the Eagle County event.
Yeah, the other events cost a little bit more. But
gotcha. And again, they're all from 6 to 8:30, Thursday, July 25th, Homestead Bar and Grill at River Valley Ranch, Thursday, August 8th, 6 to 8:30 at T-Lazy 7 Ranch, and then in Avon on Thursday, September 5th.
Yes.
Anything else that we should mention that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, I would like to bring up volunteers. The understanding that if you wanted to volunteer for hospice, but you're uncomfortable with maybe providing patient care.
Oh, you can do other things.
There's so many other things. We have volunteers that just come in and do clerical things in our office. We have ladies at home that are putting together Christmas ornaments for our winter events that we have. We've got volunteers that sew bears made out of patients' shirts that we and then give to families. A couple years ago in Marble, I was caring for a patient, and I had a volunteer come over just to stack the wood. And, you know, we have others that will build handicap ramps. And then there are always the ones that love to just sit and be with our patients and hold their hands and talk to them. We recently purchased these books that our volunteers sit with patients and help them write about different stories of their life, so that when they do pass away, their family's able to read certain childhood memories that they wrote about or shared with the volunteer. And so we've got all sorts of levels of service that you can do as a volunteer.
Again, so, you can learn more at hchotv.org, or you can call Kelsey at 930-6032 if you'd like to learn about volunteer opportunities. Thank you for mentioning that. I completely forgot that aspect. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's if you'd like to help in some mm-hmm. meaningful way, but you don't think you could handle that attachment or that experience, you can always help out in the office or in any number of ways.
Yeah, exactly. And our patients love the volunteers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They deeply love them. So.
As do we. We appreciate them so much.
Absolutely.
They are the unsung heroes.
Yes, they really are.
We can't do what we do without them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long is the – I know that, again, Kelsey does volunteer trainings on an as-needed basis when she has enough people to have a full class, if you will.
Right.
How long does that last? Is it like three – full days?
You know, I'm not sure how she's breaking that out now.
I know there's a curriculum that's involved.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, helping people to understand what service we provide and then how to interact with people in different, you know, in different settings and that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's not extensive training. But definitely.
Yeah, it just depends on what they want to do.
Yeah, what
they're bringing to the table.
They
but when you go onto the website and you click on the volunteer information, there's an application, there's a whole process.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so then Kelsey will reach out to you and talk to you about what you want to do.
And veterans is another piece. We have lots of veteran volunteers that like to come and donate time to our veteran patients. Mm-hmm. That's also something that's truly deeply appreciated. Our veteran patients love having another, you know, comrade come visit with them. So,
sure.
And it's an important piece for them. Oftentimes at the end of their life,
being
able to talk to somebody.
Yeah, with somebody that has a common frame of reference.
Yes, war veterans just having shared that service.
That makes sense.
Another volunteer service that we forgot to mention was our tuck-in calls that we recently instituted.
Yeah.
So we have a volunteer come in, I believe on Thursday, and reach out to all of our hospice patients, make sure that they have all of their medications they might need, anything that they may need. And if they are in need of something before the weekend comes, then that volunteer reaches out to the staff, the clinical staff, to go visit the patient and just make sure that they are tucked in for the weekend.
I don't care how old you are, getting tucked in is just fantastic.
Right? It's comforting.
It is.
Exactly.
It is.
Totally. Absolutely. Again, the website is hchotv.org. The phone number, 930-6032. Again, the Savor the Journey events, Thursday, July 25th in Carbondale at River Valley Ranch. Thursday, August 8th at T-Lazy 7 Ranch in the Maroon Creek Valley there in Aspen. Again, that's a little bit more. It's $125 for that one. And then in Eagle County at the Ritz-Carlton in Avon on Thursday, September 5th.
Yes.
One more time, website is hchotv.org. Ladies, thanks for the work that you do. And we'll see you when it's time for the next fundraiser.
Absolutely.
Or volunteer training.
Yes.
Whatever the case may be.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabe,
for
having us.
Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.